Hey guys, welcome back to Made by a Teen podcast. This week I'm feeling a little bit better, but I got sicker. I was cleaning my room and I got sick, and that's probably every teenager's excuse. But I really did start to get sick. So I have a few announcements before I tell you what this episode is going to be about. So first is I have an Instagram for my podcast. It's called Made by a Teen podcast. Also, my podcast needs some love. It only has 6 followers, so it's probably losing its love. So go follow them. Follow me. I'm going to post. I post stuff like how to, like, some cute wallpapers or some Christmas break ideas. Also, that's that announcement. And also, go share this podcast with your friend. We've only gotten 2 listeners. I don't know if they're the same people, but thank you guys for listening. Hopefully we can get more. So that just means the world to me, because it means that you guys are liking my content. But today's podcast episode is going to be read some whispered confessions. I know I do this a lot, but right now I'm super sick. I don't have energy to do anything else. And this is going up early, so be proud of me. Okay, well, let's get into those whispered confessions. Okay. Let's get into them. Okay, this one's funny. If you ever feel stupid, remember that one time my twin brother forgot my birthday. Oh, gosh. Okay, this one's so funny. My little brother just learned that our dad's name really isn't Dad. So he walked into the kitchen this morning saying, "What's for breakfast, Ron?" Here's a funny story. I had a karate teacher named Ron. I used to do karate. Now it's dance and gym. I've never finished a chapstick in my life. I've always lost them before then. Me too. Oh, this one's tea. They're spilling tea here. It says, once was I was out with a guy who was very rude to our waiter. He didn't tip him. I went back later that night to give him a large tip. He declined it and asked for a date instead. Tomorrow, I'm marrying him. Aww. Have you ever listened to a song and it means so much to you, you just start crying? Yeah. I fell in love with my boyfriend last night. He made a bedtime story because I couldn't sleep, and it was the sweetest thing that ever happened to me. Okay, I just got married today to an 8-year-old leukemia patient that died 3 hours later. She died happily, at least, don't they? Sometimes that's the best a nurse can hope for. So sweet. Oh, that sounds cute. I jokingly confessed to someone I used to like him back in high school, and his response is, "Why didn't you tell me I was in love with you?" Okay. If you ever feel embarrassed, just know that one time I had to go to the hospital for getting a ring stuck on my big toe. I've done that before, I'm not gonna lie. Am I the only one who turns up the TV if I'm eating food, as I can't hear anything over my chewing? No. My pet peeve is when people chew so loud, like, that you can hear them across the room. My dear little sister. When I was little, I thought lightning was God taking pictures of us down below. So instead of screaming, I look up and say cheese. Oh. Okay, I'll see. I asked my son what he wanted to be when he grows up. He said, "Duck, you better believe I'm raising the best dang duck in the world." Okay. As a student in bed will remain in bed until acted upon a large enough panic, Newton's lesser known for thought. That is so true. I'll just stay in bed and I'll get the time and I'll be like, oh crap, I don't got enough time to get ready. It's like 7:30 and I go to school at like 7:30, 8-ish. Okay, I'll see. When I was pregnant, I cured pickles, and now randomly eating pickles scares my husband. That scared me too. Okay, everyone says girls are emotional ones, but have you ever seen a guy lose a video game? It's like penis went to heck and back. Yes. They do. They lose a video game and they freak out. How about this one? I'm always that friend that walks behind the group when the sidewalk doesn't fit. Three, me. Okay, one time I put a banana peel on the ground and walked on it to see if it would actually fall. And yes, it does work, so don't try it. I started college and got excited about referring to my instructors as professor rather than Mr. and Mrs. because it made me feel like I was in a Harry Potter universe. Let's see. I'm a primary school teacher. I enjoy walking around the class and farting silently, but randomly watching them try to figure out who it was. Little kids do that. It, like, really concerns them. Don't concern little kids. I was like, when I was little, I don't know how my parents dealt with me. I still don't know how they deal with me. Okay. My husband passed out 8 times when I was in labor. The midwife started counting. There he goes again. Okay. Oh, this one's like really like inspiring. I came from a broken family of alcoholics and drug addicts. I became a cop. We don't always become the people who raised us. That is so true. I'm sorry. That is so rude. It says, today my boyfriend of 2 years got down on one knee and took my hand and said, just kidding. I'd be triggered. One time, I snuck into my brother's room and stole his phone and texted random girls saying that he was in love with them. What? I wrote a poem for my crush. He liked it. Now he's asking me to write a poem for his crush. I think I'm Shakespeare zoned. Am I the only one who is shy in person? But is a freak on texting? Me! I don't talk. Okay, this might shock you. I talk so much in school. Not in school, like when I'm texting. Oh, as I'm a high school teacher. Sometimes I pair my students into groups with people I know they have crushes on. It's hilarious to watch. I have a feeling my teachers have done that before. I hate when people ask to try on my glasses. You don't see me asking that guy with the wheelchair if I can try that out, do you? I have glasses, and they're like, can I try on your glasses? I'm like, I have to see, not you. You have good vision. This one's probably so true. The people who say high school was the best time of their lives probably made it worse for others. That might be true, it might not be. I mean, it depends on the people. What if Gordon Ramsay voiced a GPS? Great job, you missed the bloody exit, you beeping disgrace. That would be funny. Gordon Ramsay, I like him. He's funny. He's rude, but funny. I know. I've been faking a British accent ever since I got to college 3 years ago. Yes, teachers should never force shy kids to participate in class if they're situationally uncomfortable. Once you read the dictionary, every other book is just a remix. But who reads the dictionary? Yes, Google Drive gives you the opportunity to go see anywhere in the world. So what do? You go look up your house. I bumped into a mannequin and said sorry. Then said, oh, I thought you were a person. Then realized I was still speaking to the mannequin. As a teacher, I often play secret matchmaker for my students when I assign them for partner projects. I called 911 when my brother stole my chicken nugget. Oh, this one is so me. Don't be shy. Wow, thanks. You cured me. Yeah. Okay, so guys, that's all I have for you. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you guys next. Hey guys, welcome back to Made by a Teen. I am back after a really long time, like since 2018, and it is now like March 3rd, I believe. Let me check. March 4th. It is March 4th. So I've been gone for like almost 2 or 3 months. I'm really sorry, but I just been having like some health issues. I am good now, kinda. I'm still home from school. But I'll be going back tomorrow. Yay. Okay, well here's the thing, is I didn't stay home from school a lot. This is like the first time I've done it at all this semester, but I just been sick. It's kinda got that way, but today's episode, it's just going to be us chit-chatting what's been going on in my life. Okay, and just spill some tea. that you guys want to hear. Also, if you want to like request something, go to my Instagram page and I always forget that username. And it's at Made by a Teen Podcast. You can look it up. It's a personal blog. You can email me. We also have a new cover. That is so cool. But yeah, so that's the tea on this podcast. But on my personal, like, personal life level, let's get into what's been happening. Let's start what happened today. I am now an ambassador for two brands. Okay, so the first brand is SoundCloud, and this brand has been on Shark Tank. Super cool. I'm super happy to be representing them. Guys, it's like super fun to go. Okay, what SoundCloud is every purchase helps save a marine life. They have like these really awesome towels, and I plan when I get some money, because I'm broke right now, I plan to order some things off their site and I'm going to review it. But what I've seen and like the ratings I read is so super cute. So I'm super happy to be representing this brand. The next brand, and they actually gave me like a code for this one. It's Happy Earth Apparel. Is super cute. They are 50% of their profits is dedicated to conservation, just like sand clouds would help marine life. So it's basically like helping them. They have super cute shirts and stuff and hats. So you should go, and my promo code is McKennaNicole3 for 15% off. So you should go get some at happyearthapparel.com. And I promise you, you will not regret this brand. The two brands that I'm an ambassador for are super cute. I love what they're doing it for. I like their products are super cute. Just go order something and say. Also, every time you use my code on Happy Earth Apparel, it's gonna email me and say someone used your code, you get points. So you should go do it. Go order. They have super cute merch. Here, we can go look up some. I don't think the price is too ridiculous. It's pretty good. I like them. So we're on Happy Earth Apparel. And they have really cute cotton tees. They're $35. It's organic, like, cotton. So, yeah. Go get your some Happy Earth Apparel. And then for SoundCloud. They have cute towels, cute shirts. Now we're on SoundCloud. And they have jewelry. They have a monthly VIP, which is really cool. So basically, every month they send you a box. The box has like new things and stuff. You get, it's like a subscription, so you get like cool socks, cool t-shirts and stuff. So yeah, you should go tell your friends about my promo code and on the Happy Earth Apparel, and go shop on SoundCloud also, because they literally are so, both of these organizations are super super cool. I love what they're doing. So yeah, go shop on theirs. So that's the tea. Yeah. Oof, my like ligament is like torn. So yeah, that's the tea on there. But next tea, let's think of some tea. Y'all, if I get 100 listens, I will start giving you hints to my personal Instagram account. So you should listen to my personal, if you want to know who I am, you can either find the promo code in my bio, or we can all get to 100 listens. Tell your friends that you should stop by, and yeah, so that's the tea there. Well, I don't have much time. My voice is almost about to go out. It Probably doesn't sound like it, but I can feel it. So bye, guys.